Hello, honey. This is Carly. Coming to you over the long distance, over the seas and over the hills, over the valleys, from all over the world. Carly's coming to you to say hello on this Saturday evening. How's everything at 3105 Moorhead? Pretty good, I bet. And I got a feeling a lot cooler than it is here. Is it springtime in the Rockies? It's springtime out here in Old Quanai with a lot of heat waves jumping up at us. And it looks like it's going to be a long, hot spring. I'll bet the morning's there. This is March. Starting to be pretty again. Maybe a little chilly. Not too uncomfortable. I can't quite see. I've only been gone a year, and I can't quite imagine what the springtime in the Rockies is like, except a little later, the grass starts greening up in April, I guess. We have had some pretty clear skies out here, although in the mornings, a fog rolls in up the river. And it's been real foggy, and it comes in about between 6 and 7. It's still dark here at 6 o'clock. It's, with the fog coming in, it stays dark till about 6:30. I suspect it's dark there too at 6, or just starting, the sun is starting to move around in back of the Williams Towers, but it still comes up down the highway, I guess, a little ways toward Denver. But it's rather comfortable here in the mornings. But then today it's been hotter than Billy Hell, and I don't know what's going wrong. I got an office that catches all the breeze that flies through, blows all the papers off the desk. I haven't been doing too much lately. I haven't got any big projects at hand or a lot of stuff to worry me, so I think I'm getting a little bit restless. The work's kind of slowed down. Keep thinking every evening when I get home about this time of day, or not this time of day, this heck, it's 8:30 now. I keep thinking that when I get home in the evening, well, there's one more day chalked off. So you can see I'm getting kind of anxious to get the rest of my tour completed so I can get home. I've been kind of homesick the last few days. In fact, I was dawdling over my breakfast the other morning, and I thought, gee, how nice it would be to load up the trailer and head up over Berthoud Pass and go down to Homestead and park for a little while and do a little fishing. I think that'd be right nice. I've just been thinking of those tall old mountains and traveling along, speeding along with your trailer behind you, having a good show. Yes, sir, that'd be real good. Getting out in one of them streams and just peckering away at the flies and all that stuff. I think I am getting kind of homesick. I think I'd like to just see old Cindy for a while and talk to her. But of course, most of all, I'd like to see my baby doll, my sweet little honey child, Florence Marie. And I'd like to talk to her for a little while. find out how things are going tonight, today. See how the old ball bounces, so to speak. Just to sit and listen to somebody who's interested in you, talking to you, and who you're interested in personally, and have a piece of, so to speak. It's rather strange when you realize that the closest you can get to your friends is just close enough for civility and to get by with the bare necessities of culture, courtesy, and intelligence. Fortunately, the people I live with are quite intelligent, and they can overlook a lot of my old hillbilly ways. Took a little doing, though. They had to get used to me. That ain't hard. That's pretty hard to do when you're bullheaded like I am. But I think that part of the battle's over, and I have again achieved the slight pinnacle of success of making friends with some people who lived a different life, whose ideas are not too different, but whose ideals are about the same, but who have spent their life in a little different plane than mine. But anyway, we work on common ground that we're striving toward a certain goal for the government, and everything's going along fine. But there's that little thing in there about the personal and private lives that one doesn't get involved in too much. Not like a family, a brother and sister, or the loved one feels for a brother and sister, or a parent, or a wife, or a child. But it's rather interesting to note how we go along, and we do admire one another, and are have a pleasant feeling when someone has a slight success, or gets some good news from home, or even hears from home. In one case, it makes us all smile and say good going. And there's kind of a sense of humor that goes around. It's sometimes dry, sometimes witty, sometimes ironic, the situation we find ourselves in occasionally. But it's these little outlets, I guess, that make it living pretty easy for us. Here's Ed. He's about ready to set the watch. Have you set the watch yet? Okay, that's good. Only I always took the 4 to 6.
No, you're off then.
Yeah. Well, you took the 10 to 12.
Well,
we've been getting along.
I tried to take 2 to 4, but Peter, one of our German friends, insisted on taking 2 to 4.
Yes, he's every night he's had that 2 to 4. I don't know what I thought. Maybe he likes to sleep. The 2 hours is like being wakened, then he gets to sleep 2 more hours. I don't know. But I'm just taping a letter to Flossie Baby and telling her how we live in our little mansion here, three men, three hermits in a nice little mansion. I haven't told her the big party we had today yet.
I find that after every one of these parties, I get real tired.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you outdo yourself. It's a good thing they didn't have music for dancing there. We'd be down there yet watching you dance. Ed's quite a guy. When he livens up all the parties that comes around, and our parties are made up of everybody, mostly men, of course. And occasionally the nurses get up, and secretary or two. And some of these guys come out of the districts, and they don't have opportunities to relax and heist a few, and the 2 or 3 hours they're here, they have a good time. We have a real good party.